lesson today is found in the second book of Kings, part of the 23rd, 24th, and the 25th chapter. Likewise, in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 35 and 36. We had a lesson previous out of the second book of Kings upon a king by the name of Josiah. This king was the last God-fearing king that reigned over Judah. This king was given that grace to turn unto God with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his mind. He rid the nation of all the abominations that were to be found therein. He broke down even the high places and tore down the altars that they had built and destroyed all their idols. And he caused Judah to turn unto God. Not only Judah, but even parts of Israel. Part of it had been carried away captive already. And this king, Josiah, he likewise brought the people together and caused them to enter into a solemn covenant with God to serve God, to obey him, and to live before him. And he likewise gathered the people together upon a certain day to have a Passover, such a Passover as was held in the time of Josiah was never held before, even from the days of the judges unto all the reigns of the kings before him. This Passover was something exceptional, where he gave so many offerings and sacrifices, and the people likewise. And at this Passover, he ratified the covenant that they had made with God, so that the people all consented that they would serve God. This king then, Josiah, he reigned 31 years. Towards the end of his reign, we find that the king of Egypt came up to fight against the Assyrians, Carchemish. And when this king of Egypt came up, Josiah went out to fight against him. Why he went out, the Bible does not say. There may have been political reasons why that he did so, but he went up to fight against this king. This king, he sent ambassadors to Josiah and spake unto him and said, I come not up to fight against thee. God has sent me to fight against this king of Assyria. And meddle not with God, for God is with me, lest he should destroy thee. This king spake unto Josiah in the name of God, that he should forbear warring against him. But Josiah would not listen to the word of God spoken through Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. But he disguised himself and he went up to fight against him. And he received a mortal wound in this battle, and he was carried away in a chariot back to Jerusalem, and he died. They lost then this prince, this king that God had given unto them. He in all probabilities was taken away for the benefit of himself, so that he would not see the ruin of his country which came upon it soon after he died. But he was taken away likewise in judgment to the people over whom he reigned. Although he was a pious prince and taught his people to serve God, they did not do this from heart. They were making themselves right for the destruction of Judah and of Jerusalem. This king Josiah, he died and he was lamented even by Jeremiah. There was a great mourning and great sorrow throughout the nation when they lost this prince. It was gain for him, my dear hearers, for Josiah was taken to be with God forever and ever. Oh, what a mercy if we likewise in this life are given the same grace to serve God with all our hearts and all our souls and all our minds and strength. And then when we come to die, we likewise will be taken to be with him. He was taken away before the evil came upon the people over whom he reigned. And we find that this king of Egypt, Pharaoh Necho, he likewise took in Judah. And the people, they put Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, up for king. He was the fourth son of Josiah. This man, Jehoahaz, was 23 years of age when he began to reign, and he only reigned 3 months, a very short period. He was a wicked man. He did evil in the sight of God. And we would think, naturally speaking, if there is a person that fears God and he has children, why, most certainly, he will cause them children to serve God in the right way. And we are sure that Josiah did this, where he even caused all Israel and Judah too to do so. But here his son did evil in the sight of God. My hearers, grace is not hereditary. We cannot pass it on to our children. But this Jehoahaz, he only served 3 months. He was the last king, actually, that reigned over Judah completely. This young man, he was put up by the people for that reason, probably, that he favored idolatry and the worship of idols. Therefore, the people chose him. He was the fourth son. He was not the firstborn. And now this king of Egypt, Pharaoh Necho, he came and he took this young man and stripped him of his garments and of his kingdom, because they had not consulted him and he had nothing to say in this matter. The people did this. So he came and he took him and he bound him in irons and he sent him into the land of Egypt. According to the prophecy of Jeremiah, who spake concerning this man, Jehoahaz. His name is called Shalom in the prophecy of Jeremiah. And he spake and said that this Shalom, who had been taken away by the king of Egypt, would not return to this land. He would not see this land anymore, but he would die there. A young man taken prisoner, carried away, and he died in the land of Egypt. The king of Egypt put his brother in the place of him. His brother's name was called Eliakim, but he changed his name to Jehoiakim. And this man was 25 years of age when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he also did evil in the sight of the Lord. This Jehoiakim, we read of him in the prophecy of Jeremiah, what a wicked king he was. For Jeremiah, he prophesied to him and spake unto him in the name of the Lord, but he would not listen. Jeremiah was shut up in prison. And Barak, his servant, wrote upon a roll all the words that Jeremiah spake from the Lord. And Barak took this roll unto the princes and the leaders of the people. And when they heard the words of the Lord concerning their city and concerning what was going to happen to the temple, then they desired that this roll would be brought to the king and that he likewise would be given to hear it. So they took this roll to the king and he read from the roll as God had given Jeremiah to speak. And as he took this roll, leaf after leaf, he just threw it in the fire. That's how much he cared about the word of God. But the princes standing around begged him and pleaded with him not to do so, but he would not listen. Therefore, he sinned very greatly in despising God and his prophecy concerning his kingdom. And this king, he likewise was brought into tributary by the king of Babylon. The king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar by name, and he was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. And this king, he raised a great army to fight against the Syrians and the Phoenicians who rose up against him. And he took his son, Nebuchadnezzar, and made him captain over this army. And he went and he subdued the Syrians and the Phoenicians, and he overran the land of Moab and the Ammonites, and he likewise overran the land of Canaan. And he came up to the city of Jerusalem. And this king, Jehoiakim, he became his servant. He had to serve Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar, he made a covenant with him, but he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar after 3 years. Then, when he had rebelled against him, Nebuchadnezzar came up and he took him prisoner. According to the Chronicles, he bound him in fetters to take him to Babylon. But Jeremiah had prophesied of this king, Jehoiakim, that he would not even be given a bureau, but he would be drawn out of the city of Jerusalem by an ass, and there he would die. They wouldn't even bury him. So we read that he died, but we don't read that he was buried. It's confusing when you consider that this king Nebuchadnezzar took him prisoner and bound him in fetters and was going to take him to Jerusalem. He must have not, according to the prophecy of Jeremiah. He must have changed his mind and just threw him outside of the city because he had rebelled against him and wouldn't listen to him. And there he died, this king Jehoiakim. And Nebuchadnezzar then, he put this son of Jehoiakim on the throne. And this man's name was Jehoiachin. He only served 3 months, just as Jehoahaz had served only 3 months. And he, seeing this great army surrounding the city of Jerusalem, and he went out to the king with his mother, with his servants and his princes, and with his wives, and he let himself be taken prisoner. Then Nebuchadnezzar entered into Jerusalem, and he took with him 10,000 people captives, 7,000 men of war. He entered into the temple and took all the sacred utensils and vessels of gold and of silver that Solomon had made. He cut them into pieces, and he took all this loot to Babylon with him. And he carried all the smiths and all the mighty men of war away with him from the city of Jerusalem to Babylon. And this Nebuchadnezzar was very young when he did this. And this city, Babylon, was one of the wonders of the world. You read often of this city, Babylon. You read that it's called the Chaldees Excellency. It's called My Lady. It was a powerful city too. It was called a battle axe. It was called a man of war. And this city was built up considerably by Nebuchadnezzar. When he overran all these countries, he took with him all the spoils thereof, and he put them in the house of his God. The house of his God was this Tower of Babel that you read of in the beginning of the Bible. He made this his temple. He built beautiful gardens round about it, and he put all the booty that he had in the treasure house of this particular Tower of Babel. Now this city then was a beautiful city. It was 60 miles square, 15 each way. It had 25 gates on each side of the city. There were then 100 gates around about the city. And these gates were made of solid brass. They were very beautiful, according to the commentary. And he built roads running from each gate to the other gate. Now, these roads were 15 miles in length. They were 150 feet wide. Now, there were then 25 roads running north to south and east to west, making a total of 576 squares. And each square was a mile and a quarter. In this city, he built beautiful buildings and palaces. He likewise had the river Euphrates running through this city. He stopped this river, built a lake 40 miles wide, 30 some feet deep. And after he had stopped this river, he made a passageway through the city for the river. And after this, he let the river run again. And the ground in this city was very fertile, very moist. There were many gardens and many trees growing in this city. Now when these people were carried captive to Babylon, you read so that they sat down alongside of the river, and these heathens demanded of them a song. And they sat down amongst the willow trees, but they couldn't sing a song in a strange land. And they were taken captive. When they took people captive in those times, they treated them very barbarously. Sometimes they shaved their hair off their heads. They made them walk through the burning sun. And at night, when it got cold, they gave them no coverings to lay under. They were taken to Babylon, and they were made slaves. They were subject to the king and to the princes thereof. Some of them were mutilated very badly. They used to take off their thumbs. They cut off their big toes. They even took the eyes out of their head. Samson, his eyes was removed, and so was Zedekiah's, the king, afterwards. And this was cruel, horrible punishment when they were taken captives. And now this king Nebuchadnezzar, he had so much booty and so much spoil, and he was a very rich king. Then we find that after he had done this and taken this king and probably dumped him outside of the city, then Jehoiachin went with this king and he dwelt in Babylon. Was permitted to live. They did not kill him. They put him in prison. And he was in prison in Babylon until a new king came on the throne by the name of Merodach. Then he lifted the head of this Jehoiachin from the prison, changed his prison clothes, and gave him a seat at his table and fed him all the days of his life. Then this Nebuchadnezzar took Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, and made him king. He reigned 11 years likewise. Zedekiah was the last king over Judah. This king, Zedekiah, he did that also which was evil in the sight of the Lord. We read so distinctly that he would not listen to the words of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah unto him. He humbled himself not before God, but refused to listen to the word of God. He disobeyed God. And this king, my hearers, was given by the mouth of Jeremiah to hear that if he would go out and surrender to the king of the Chaldeans, then he would be saved. He would be well, and his family likewise. But if he refused to go out, then God had said that he would destroy the city with fire, and the temple likewise would be burnt to the ground, and the walls of Jerusalem would be demolished. Even after hearing this, he still refused to listen and do as God had commanded him by the mouth of Jeremiah. Zedekiah, he was then a creature that rebelled against God, something like Pharaoh, obstinate, and would not bow or humble himself before God, before the messages that were brought to him. Zedekiah is similar to many of us in the times in which we live. God has likewise sent unto us his servants, his messengers. They have come to us in the name of the Lord and pleaded with us to turn away from our sins. How long have you been listening to this ministry, my hearers? And what have you done with what that you have heard? Have you made up your mind to go on in your sins irrespective of how God speaks to you? It was in love, it was in mercy and pity that God sent his messengers to his people. Oh, he was like a father. He desired not that these people would be destroyed, but he pleaded with them by the mouth of his messengers and begged them to return unto him, but they refused. They went on in their sins. And so God comes to us by the ministry of his word and begs and entreats us to leave our sins, to forsake them, and to return back unto him. Oh, how many are like Zedekiah and like Pharaoh, who hardened his heart under all what they have heard and under all what has been brought to them. Is that your condition, my hearers? Have you went on in your sins? Have you hardened your heart under the messages of love and mercy that God has brought unto you? Oh, let me plead with you in the name of the Lord. Go not on in your sins. For what happened to Zedekiah and what happened to Pharaoh? Zedekiah was taken prisoner. His eyes were taken out of his head. His children were killed before his eyes. What happened to Pharaoh? He was drowned in the Red Sea by God himself, obstinate and rebellious. Oh, my hearers, let me plead with you before God that you will not go on in your sins. Oh, God is a merciful God. He has no delight in your death, in your destruction, but therein that you turn and live. He speaks to you even through me right at the present time. Turn ye, for wherefore will you die? Oh, he says to us, seek ye me and live. I have no pleasure that you go on in your sins. Oh, listen to my voice, he says. Give ear unto me, and I will make a covenant with you, and I will give unto you the sure mercies of David. Oh, may you be given to give ear unto the voice that still comes to you. You know not how long that you may hear this voice. It is a voice of love, of mercy. God speaks to us in this way. May you be given to return unto him and to seek him yet while he is yet to be found. Call upon him while he is yet near. And let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, for he will abundantly pardon. How much more could God speak to you, my hearers? And let me go on with, oh, may God in his love bring home to your heart the message that I am bringing to you. This message came to Zedekiah. It came to the people of Israel. And what did they do? Oh, we read so distinctly that these princes and rulers and leaders of the people, the religious leaders, they sinned and transgressed very greatly. And they went in and they polluted the house of the Lord. And that temple which God had dwelt in, where he had manifested his presence, where he had shined upon them, and they went into that temple with idols, and they polluted this temple, and the sanctuary where they worshipped him. Is it any different today, my hearers? Oh, what do our religious leaders do? Oh, how many of them, instead of leading the people to God, they lead them away from God. Oh, they set no examples for their flocks. Where can you find a minister today that is enabled to say as the apostle, oh, as he is in this world, so are we. Be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ. Oh, my hearers, the Lord says, be ye holy as I am holy. And today, speak to people about holiness. They laugh at you. They make a mockery of it. Even the leaders, religious leaders, my hearers, oh, they lead people into sins instead of leading them away from sin. Oh, how they have polluted the sanctuary, the house of God, just as the Israelites did of old. What have we in most sanctuaries today? What do they have, my hearers? They have lost the fundamentals of our most holy religion. They set up free will. They set up, accept Jesus and ye shall be saved. And people accept without him accepting them. And oh, what do they do in temples in the times in which we live? Oh, they polluted it. They have all kinds of games, card parties, bingo, everything under the sun they bring into the temple, cake sales, and anything to keep it going. Oh, and what a miserable state and condition are most churches in the times in which we live. They have dances, they have masquerade balls, and they have whatnot. Everything that is evil and everything that is against Christianity and against Christ and religion. And still we must say, O God, how long suffering art thou? How thou dost yet forbear, and how thou dost not yet pour out thy anger and thy wrath down upon us as a nation and as a people. All my hearers, let it never be said of this house in which we are in. All may we be given to abide by the simplicity of worship. Oh, may we find that he is amongst us. For surely that house is very near to room where such things take place in, and where God is not worshipped in spirit and in truth. Oh, may we find in this house a love to each other, for where love is, there God does dwell. Oh, may we experience his presence yet amongst us, and may we never cause that God may depart from us and leave us, for then this house will be desolate. And what a desolate house it is if God does not dwell in it. If these messages came to the people of Israel, to the people of Judah, by the mouth of Jeremiah and by his messengers, But they despised his words. They despised the messengers. Oh, they treated the prophets very cruelly. Oh, what an awful thing, my hearers, when people rise up in rebellion against the messages that are brought to them, when they despise them, do not give ear to them. Oh, turn a deaf ear to everything that they hear. Oh, do not like these people did, for then surely God will visit us in like manner. Oh, they treated the prophets very cruelly. This means that they treated Jeremiah so cruelly. Oh, they took him prisoner. They put him in a dungeon. 3 times he was in prison. And the last time they put him down in a hole in the mire in the mud. And there he sank. And if it wasn't for God who worked in the heart of Ebed-Melech, then he would have drowned in the mud. But God seemed to it that his prophet was risen up again out of that mud. Oh, my hearers, in what an awful state were those people in when they treated the messengers and the prophets of God in this way. And my hearers, after Jeremiah was lifted up out of the dungeon when he had been in the mire, then this Zedekiah, this king, he requested him to come to him. And he wanted to know if he had any message from God to him. And he spoke unto him in love, and he said, listen, oh, go out and fall into the hands of this Nebuchadnezzar, the king, and it shall be well with you and with your family and with your immortal soul. But if you will not obey, then God will visit you, and you will be taken prisoner, and you will be taken into Babylon, and all your wives and all your children, and they will be slain. Oh, he says, I'm afraid of the Jews that have already fallen into the hands of the Chaldeans. They will mock me, he said. Obey the word of the Lord, Jeremiah says, and it shall be well with you. Oh, when I read that, I thought, how could that man go on like that? That goes to show you what a heart we have by nature, just like Zedekiah. God pleaded with him earnestly, sincerely. And if he had only listened, if he had only humbled himself, then he would have saved the city and he would have saved his family and his children likewise. But because he did not, therefore God came with his judgments upon them. He let the Chaldeans come into the city. And all my hearers, read in this second book of Chronicles, the last chapter, what these Chaldeans did. There were so many young soldiers that they fled into the temple. They thought, this is the place. These heathens won't come in this house of God. They'll pay some reverence to this. But these heathens did not pay any reverence to the sanctuary. They went right in and they murdered these soldiers by the sword. They slew them in the sanctuary. And they had no compassion, no pity upon sex or age. All the young, they all were slain. Oh, how wicked and how cruel is war, my hearers. It isn't any different today. All of you hear some of the stories that are going on out in Vietnam. Oh, my hearers, it's awful. And so it was even in these times. And these were barbarous soldiers. And they went forth and they put the temple on fire. Oh, that holy place where God dwelt, where he had manifested his presence, you would think it would have been spared, but no, it was not spared. If God's anger, God's wrath came down upon them, what could God do after pleading so with the people and warning them and speaking to them? If they went on in their sins, there wasn't anything else but for the justice of God to come down upon them. And their holy house was burned with fire. And they burned so many of the beautiful palaces and homes that were in the city of Jerusalem. They knocked the walls down. Oh, they destroyed the city practically. And they took everybody that was of any prominence with them back to Babylon. Oh, and they left only of the poor in the city. Oh, no one, as Jeremiah says, would have thought that God would have permitted such things to take place upon this city, Jerusalem, and upon his people. But my hearers, when the wrath of God comes down in its full measure, then woe be unto that people. So it went with these poor Jewish people. They were carried away captive into Babylon. But there had been many promises made by God himself, by the mouth of Jeremiah, that he would restore them, that they would again come back into that land, they would again build that city, and they would again worship him, and he again would be their God and appear unto them. 70 years it would be accomplished by their captivity before this would take place. And this, my hearers, concludes the lesson for this day. May God sanctify it and bless it to our hearts. May it be a lesson for us to give heed unto the word of God and to obey it, and then it shall go well with us. That's all for today.